Illinois fares poorly in a recent national report looking at access to child care assistance. In fact, the state ranked dead last after cuts were made in July to drastically reduce maximum income levels for families to qualify. Illinois Public Radio's Maureen McKinney talked with Karen Schulman, an author of the report by the National Women's Law Center.
Their income eligibility limit to qualify for child care assistance is now significantly lower than in any other state. And in fact, they're at now at 50% of poverty, and no other state is even at 100% of poverty. All their states are above that to qualify for child care assistance.
The report you did on child care covered the time period from February 14 to February 15th. Mm-hmm. So it was after that that Illinois really fell in access. I'm wondering how the state stood comparatively before that.
I think they were towards the middle, and you know, and they were, and like many most other states, they were far below the maximum income eligibility limit allowed under federal law. So they actually took a big step rather than trying to move forward and to help more families who still have incomes that are too low for them to afford child care assistance. It took a tremendous step backwards, and now you know families who make family of three who makes $11,000 a year could not even receive help for childcare, even though that income is less than, you know, it could take, it could cost for average price care in many areas.
What were the states with the best policies, and what did they do?
Well, all states are falling short in at least some areas of child care assistance. But at least we see states starting to make some progress. You know, we had a number of states that either raised their income eligibility limits or raised reimbursement rates for child care providers so that providers have the resources to offer a high-quality early learning environment for the children whose families are receiving assistance. Other states reduced co-pays so that parents didn't have to contribute as much to the cost of care. You know, there were states who were moving forward in these areas to make child care assistance more accessible to families and to ensure that that child care assistance supported access to higher quality care for children and their families. But, you know, even surrounding states, just in the past year and then since, as you said, the report covers February 2014 to February 2015, but we did have some information. States reported on what they had did since then, and obviously Illinois took a big step backwards since then. Meanwhile, other states were increasing their income eligibility limits. Kentucky, Maine, Missouri, Ohio, they were moving forward.
Why is child care assistance important?
It is just so essential. It can be a linchpin for families. It can enable parents to work, to have a stable job, to be able to concentrate at work and have peace of mind. And it's also essential for their children to have a secure environment, a nurturing environment, an environment that allows them to learn and grow and be prepared when they enter school. And those two impacts combined are so important to the family's well-being, but also to our economy's well-being as a whole.
Illinois Public Radio's Maureen McKinney interviewed Karen Schulman of the National Women's Law Center about Illinois' poor showing in a national report on access to child care assistance. We reached out to Governor Bruce Rauner's administration, and in an email, a spokeswoman replied that the governor, quote, continues to work with the legislature to pass structural reforms to grow the economy and right the state's financial ship. Changes were made to the child care assistance program to responsibly manage the state's finances after the Democratic Party passed a budget that was $4 billion in the hole. This is Illinois Public Radio.